Ladies and gentlemen, please lock your doors, pull your curtains and douse your lights. Come, drop to the fire as we go live to the Shuru embers of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
In case you haven't heard, the world is going to end in 2012.
A priest, a rabbi, and a minister walk into a bar that...
Call me Wolfgoose!
It's almost inconceivable how much damage this event will cause.
Johnny Bravo!
Look at it.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I'm interested.
It's the freakiest looking thing I've ever seen.
So,
sex, and this was the result. It's a tube-nosed fruit bat.
It's been a Demon Hunter show.
My God, man, this is just an incredible-looking creature.
The end is near! We are all gonna die!
We ain't backing down.
Live from the G&D Studios, inspiring future generations of ghost hunters to think for themselves, the original bad boys of the paranormal, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter radio show. We are live with Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, Mistress Woo-hoo. Of the Dark. Cassandra, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back, Cassandra. We missed you so much.
We did. Oh, I missed you too.
Sean has been keeping a picture of you hidden at the in front of the camera to make sure that we never forget you.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're creeping me out now, Sean.
I always do, Cassandra. I had one since I was a child. But I
was on Netflix. Now you're really creeping me out.
But when you were on Netflix now, and me and the boys, my kids, were sitting back and we were watching a couple of your films last week. So
wow. Well, now those are the old ones, of course, and now you got the new ones coming out. I mean, they're out already. Well, check into those. They're on TV, syndicated all across the country. Elvira's movie Macabre.
And I love that. I cannot believe they're bringing that. I mean, that's awesome. You guys are rolling back full head of steam. Where are you guys at? Are you all over the states now? Everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere. We shoot it in L.A., but it's in 85% of the country. And, and it's on a little local station in every town. So you kind of have to look it up. Best way to find that out is probably go to Elvira.com and just click on local listings. And you can find your town and then the station and time and all of that. It's at some pretty wacky times, of course. It's like 2, 3 in the morning, you know.
Elvira, are you seeing a rebirth of the movie Macabre kind of, the whole horror host experience coming back?
I am, definitely. I mean, there were like about, I'm telling you, like 20 years where horror hosts just disappeared. And now when I go to various horror conventions and things around the country, all kinds of little horror host shows are popping up, which I'm so happy to see because I really thought that genre was just going to die out, you know.
Yes,
but definitely seeing a resurgence in that, so that makes me really happy.
You are, in fact, the queen of the horror host. Elvira.
So I hope so.
You are. And then you got so many people out there starting their own thing, like you said now, and YouTube's going crazy with, everybody. I want to be a horror host. I mean, we had this guy.
Yeah,
we had Sammy Terry that would come on here late on Channel 4, and he would. And then I remember you were on Fox 59, and I remember that was like cable TV, and you came out,
wow.
And it was, oh my goodness, there's Elvira, you were on the couch, you were so cool, I mean, you are so cool, and you were sitting there talking, and you played the greatest scary movies of all time.
Wow, yeah, I know, I've got some great ones coming out on this show, too. I started off with Night of Living Dead, which made me really happy. I love that movie. I'm doing the next season, and all of the ones this season were black and white, the old black and white ones, mostly from the 50s and early 60s, but I'm going into more color for next season. They'll probably be more like 70s or 80s, which will be fun, too. There's a lot of classic movies in the 80s, too.
Now, Elvira, give me the name of the show again. I want to write it down so that I can make sure to Google it on Elvira.com.
Make sure to watch it. And even though it's in the middle of the night, you know, that's what they make DVRs for. So
that's
right. Still, you know, watch it. It's Elvira's Movie Macabre. Macabre. No one seems to know how to spell macabre, or they pronounce it macabre or something.
Well, it's that whole no kid left behind thing going on. They don't really teach kids important words like macabre anymore.
Yeah, I know, exactly, right? So anyway, and to look it up in your area, I would just go to Elvira.com and check your local listings. It'll tell you the time and day and all of that. But generally, it's on the weekend. It's almost always on. It is always on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So it depends on the various areas. But it's really fun. It's updated. It's a little edgier because this time I'm producing it myself. So I'm my own censor, and that's very frightening.
Now, hey, Cassandra, whatever happened to that little pink poodle you had in the first film you did?
Oh, yeah, my little punk poodle.
Yeah.
Sean and I hold a yearly, like, anniversary party to celebrate that movie. You know that.
Wow, you guys really are weird. the poodle, of course, Gonk, you know, who was the little punk poodle that I had in Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, has since gone to little punk poodle heaven. Oh. Because, that movie was a long time ago. It came out in 89. So he was a trained dog. There were actually, I hate to burst the bubble, there were three Gonks in the movie. There was a Gonk for certain tricks, and there was a Gonk who was less mean and evil, because I tell you, that dog was, I love dogs. That was one mean I can't say that word, okay. mean little devil.
That's okay, yeah. Elvira. Since the last time we talked, Sean and I have actually had a TV show, and we had three Seans on that show to make sure that everything was covered. So yes.
I know. That's why I was looking for the next Elvira. I had 2,000 Elviras. So. Help me out a little
next
bit.
Ghost man. That's what we're going to hold. Can retire. No, but you know what, Cassandra? Having you back on is such a huge honor. I'm a huge fan of Elvira's Macabre. didn't you guys say no? Cassandra. I mean, you've been doing it for a while, and you have got it down. And I love the fact that you're coming back with this. It's amazing.
Now, the last time you were on, Elvira, we ended the phone call, and as we ended it, you said, I thought we were going to talk about ghosts. I have this whole story about the haunted house I used to live in and who I sold it to. And yeah. Our jaws just hit the ground, because here we were ending a call with Elvira, knowing she had a ghost story, and we didn't get to hear it. So we were hoping we'd get to hear it this time.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, I'll try to be brief, because it went on for quite a long time. I bought an old 1901 mansion up in the Hollywood Hills, and it was an old craftsman house, and I had, I'd lived in a million places before, obviously, and dozens since, and I never, ever had any ghost experiences, but this house was nonstop. There had been three murders in the house. I found that out after these things started happening. We started researching, went downtown to the L.A. Library and looked up the, little microfiche or whatever the heck it's called, and found out that there had been a murder in there. The owner had shot a man who he found messing around with his wife. Then there was a girl in the 1920s. That had been in the early 1900s, like around 1910. Then it had the largest swimming pool in Hollywood, and there was a big Hollywood opening for it. It was the first swimming pool in Hollywood, not just the largest, the first. And they had the Ziegfeld girls come as part of the entertainment, and they covered the entire pool with roses. And the next day, when they cleaned the roses off, they found one of the Ziegfeld girls floating underneath the roses in the pool. And then in the 60s, it was used as a dorm for University of California, and somebody had committed suicide, hung himself in my closet. I know.
You sure do love real estate to stay in place.
I know. I sure do. So anyway, before we knew all this, the day I moved in, I had four floors, and I told the movers not to put anything on the fourth floor at all. I didn't want to drag stuff all the way up there. So I'm walking around the third floor, and I hear clomp, 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 clomp above me. I mean, it couldn't, you know, have been anything but a person walking really heavily up there. And I was like, damn it, why are they up there? They're not supposed to go on the fourth floor.
Right.
So I go running up the stairs yelling, guys, where got up there, nothing. And it was just one big room, so it was easy to see that there was nothing there. There was no way to hide. There was nothing. It was just one big empty room. So that was the first thing that started me off. This is so creepy. And then as time went along, I don't know how much time I have to tell you this story, but just things were happening. When I was swimming in the pool, I kept seeing a black shadow at the bottom of one end in just one spot. The bottom of the deep end, there was just this black shadow. I saw it the first time. I thought maybe it was my body casting the shadow. Mm-hmm. Then I went at other times of the day, like when the sun was not even above me, and the shadow was still there, just in that one spot. I could wait. From then on, I stayed out of the deep end. Strange thing happened, though. Later, I was in the pool swimming, and I had just adopted a dog, a German Shepherd, who came. I'm swimming along, and the dog flew out, jumped on top of me, and almost killed me. I think the closest near death experience I've had. My niece, who was 9 years old, swam out on a mattress and saved me. But I came so close to dying in that pool, so I stayed out of the pool for the rest of the time I lived there. And then I went downstairs. We were having a party one night. I went downstairs, and there was a man sitting in the chair in front of the fireplace. I didn't have lights turned on yet. And I thought, who the heck is this, and why is he here so early? But I thought, well, I guess somebody arrived early. And I started to speak to him. I said, hello. And he didn't say anything. And I turned around to kind of holler at my husband, come downstairs. There's some guy here sitting in our living room. And when I turned back around, nobody was there. And, I mean, it was distinct enough that I was speaking to him, okay? You know?
Wow.
I could just, I won't go on and take the whole an hour here, but it's just on and on and on.
No, please come back when you have, 3 hours. And let's do the whole hey, Cassandra, are you still doing the dog rescue thing? I remember last time you were a big into the dog rescue.
Adoption. Yeah, I still am very involved with I'm very involved with staying and neutering pets, rescuing animals. Yeah, I always, of course, I've had Rottweilers for 25 years, and I have adopted them all. I just happen to love that breed, and there's a lot of them that end up in the pound because people kind of bite off more than they can chew. They're such cute puppies, and then they get to be 130 pounds, and people don't know what to do with them.
Well, the funny thing I found out when I
was going to mention one thing about the house, I forgot to tell you that I ended up selling the house to Brad Pitt, and the whole ghost story thing seemed to be really like a kind of a bonus for him. He loved it. He thought it was great. So not many people I could have sold the house to that thought that was a really fantastic selling point.
You know what one of the interesting things Sean and I have found over the years about haunted houses is there's that rumor out there that you have to disclose if the house is haunted, which we have found out is not actually true. You have to disclose if the house is known for being haunted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I disclosed it, and it became a selling point.
Yeah. Well, I just went out to a place called Octagon Hall last weekend, Cassandra, and it was supposed to be haunted by a little girl and some Confederate soldiers from the Civil War. And I got to tell you, while we were doing the live broadcast, I could hear voices from upstairs. It was pretty spooky.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Nowadays it's not chic if you don't have a ghost in your house.
Yeah,
I guess so. I just read that that there's a ghost on American. I was in the National Enquirer because I was in the hair salon, and that's what you have to do when you're there. And there was a American Idol that has a ghost, so I'm like. And speaking of which, I'm going to be in the audience of American Idol tonight as Elvira.
Wow.
So I'll be haunting American Idol.
That might be the only episode of American Idol I watch tonight.
All right.
Well, Elvira, again, I want to get out there for everybody to let them know that to check out Elvira's movie Macabre, that they can find it on Elvira.com and click there for local listings. I'm looking at the website right now, and even if you just go to see the pictures of Elvira, folks, it's worth going to the website. So,
yeah, it's my brand new website. Just went online 2 days ago.
Ooh.
Looks great, too. Looks really good.
Yeah, thank you. I should mention, don't forget to check out my new Elvira app at the App Store. It's like horror trivia, and you can also take picture of yourself with Elvira on there and send it to your friends to impress them or not.
There you go, guys. Get your picture with Elvira and it won't cost that much.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, Elvira, you've just convinced me that I'm going to have to get a phone that has apps. Because right now,
there you go. Okay.
Right now, I have to take my cell phone out of the briefcase before I can use it, and I have to turn the crank on the side to charge it up. But it's
yeah, you've got one of those cell phones that's like as big as a suitcase. Oh my gosh, I remember actually having one of those.
Yeah.
That's how old I am.
But you know what, Cassandra, we are, I know a lot of our listeners around the world are huge fans of yours, and I know I am myself and Demon Hunter, and just thank you so much for coming on. We know you're a busy lady, and you got so much to do, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you in the future again, dear.
I hope so, too. That was a fun interview. I'm glad to tell somebody about my ghost story, somebody who actually believes me, because everybody looks at me like I'm losing it. But like I said, never happened before, never happened after, only that one house.
Well, we believe you, Elvira. In fact, now we have to try and get in contact with Brad Pitt so we can get stories from him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'd love to know what happened after that. I haven't spoken to him about it since, so that'd be interesting. He still has the house.
Yeah, he doesn't take my calls anymore. So it's,
No, I know what you mean.
Elvira, right. Thank you so much. Everybody, again, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Check out Elvira.com. Check out Elvira, Movie Macabre, and just check out Elvira. And
wow, thanks, guys. Happy haunting.
Thanks, Cassandra.
Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, glad I was able to work out. I'll talk to you maybe in Halloween. Who knows?
Woo, that would be awesome.
All the best.
Right. Yeah, just check with Courtney. Okay, guys, thanks.
Thanks, Elvira. Thanks, Cassandra.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's great, man.
She is. Well, that's all we have time for, folks, and we will catch you this Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more live Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. And stick around for just a little bit longer, and you will catch Darker Side of the Moon Radio with our very dear friends Becky Ray and Laura Moon. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon. Catch you later.
So say good night to the bad guy.
Let's take a cup to heart. Your nickel's man of crime. No force we use as weapon. We talk at will. Come on
by one, we march into the fire. Not even hell could hold us all. We will never surrender.
That was meant for you.
Yeah.